WCV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Former President Donald Trump's longest-serving chief of staff, John Kelly, is making the argument that if his previous boss was reelected, he would rule like a dictator. Retired Marine General John Kelly telling the New York Times, Trump told his staff that Hitler did good things, too.
Admires people who are dictators. He has said that. So he certainly falls into the general definition of fascist. For sure.
More battleground visits today for Trump and for Kamala Harris. Secretary of State Antony Blinken telling Israel it needs to pursue an enduring strategic success after its tactical victories against Hamas in Gaza. He's still trying for a ceasefire to end hostilities. An E. coli outbreak in 10 states appears to be linked to McDonald's quarter pounders. Could be the beef, could be the onions they put on them. Big day for Boeing. They've got an earnings call and its union machinists vote on their contract. This is ABC News. The former head of Abercrombie & Fitch facing arraignment on Friday in federal court on charges of sex trafficking and interstate prostitution. Here's ABC's Aaron Katursky.
Michael Jeffries allegedly used his wealth and power as CEO to fulfill his sexual desires by luring men to what prosecutors call sex events with the promise of modeling opportunities that did not exist. 15 men have come forward who said they were made to sign non-disclosure agreements, wear costumes, and then forced to perform explicit sex acts for money. But prosecutors say the men were never told the nature of the sexual activity that would be required. The indictment charged Jeffries, who is now 80, his romantic partner Matthew Smith, and a recruiter, James Jacobson, with what prosecutors called abhorrent behavior.
South Korea's spy chief now saying there's new evidence that North Korea has sent another 1,500 troops to Russia. Both North Korea and Russia have denied North Korean soldiers are being used in the war with Ukraine. Denny's now says it'll be closing about 150 underperforming restaurants. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together Action, www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, wgbw.fm.
Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Former President Barack Obama was in Wisconsin Tuesday. He was at a rally at Madison's Alliant Energy Center with Governor Tim Walz. The goal was to rally voters on the first day of early voting.
It is not just policies that are on the ballot. It is who we are and what we stand for.
There were so many people who attended that rally at the Alliant Energy Center that there were major traffic backups, even causing some school buses to be delayed. We have new data on gun violence here in Wisconsin. Here's Terry Bell.
A new study finds 830 people in Wisconsin were killed by guns in 2022. That includes homicides and suicides. That's more people than died in car crashes. The numbers come from the Wisconsin Anti-Violence Effort Education Fund. More than three-fourths of people shot to death in Wisconsin were Black.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is Civic Media News.
The Bucks without Middleton. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Bucks head coach Doc Rivers began his press conference by asking the number one question on the mind of reporters.
I wonder what you're going to ask.
Was Chris Middleton able to practice yesterday?
No Chris today, so probably no Chris tomorrow.
Probably, or just
it's pretty 100%, so 99.
The Bucks are in Philadelphia tonight against the 76ers for their season opener. Philly will be without Paul George and Joel Embiid. NFL, the Packers' Keyshawn Nixon hopes he can return a kick for a touchdown Sunday in Jacksonville against the Jaguars. Says he's kind of tired of being tackled by kickers and punters.
I think I should have like 7 touchdowns right now in the NFL, and all of them got stopped by a kicker. So I'm trying to figure out a way to make the kicker and punter miss, but they just take good angles. It's starting to irritate me. Rams, Kansas City, Philly.
That's the Packers' Keyshawn Nixon. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to around 55 for a high this afternoon. So quite a bit cooler today. Tonight will be clear and cold with a low of 32. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 62 with a chance of showers tomorrow night. After that, we're headed into a sunny, pleasant, fall-like weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
Dom Salvia.
Next time, Earl Ingram joins me. Cowboys for Trump founder J6 conviction is upheld, and Donald Trump backs out of paying for a dead soldier's funeral. We'll tell you why. Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6. This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning. Happy Tuesday. No, Wednesday. Wow. For 2 weeks, I've been off on the days. Isn't that crazy?
Why is that?
Like, completely, I don't know. I think it's from the concussions I had.
Okay. Everything's starting to add up now.
Absolutely. I think I had some, though, back in the day. I really and truly do. I had smelling salts one time. I got knocked out on my feet, and they put smelling salts in my nose. That jolted me awake. You ever have them? Smelling salts?
Mm-mm.
Do they even still make them?
I don't even know.
You never see that. Like, boxers used to have that all the time in the ring. They'd rub smelling salts under their nose if they're, like, kind of punchy. 58 degrees in Green Bay, 55 in Appleton, 57 in Oshkosh. It is paralegal day. I think I'd be a good paralegal, I'll be honest with you, if anybody wants to hire me. Boston Cream Pie Day. Not sure I ever had it. TV talk show.
That's the pie with cream. You never had a pie with cream?
Like,
that's
what it is. Coconut, like, cream, banana cream.
I think that's all the same, right? It's just that vanilla pudding.
What makes it Boston?
I think the vanilla pudding.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure that's what Boston cream pies. You can still have cake and in between cream, or you can just have all cream. But I think Boston cream pie means it's cream.
All right, I'm going to look it up.
But what's the difference between that and like coconut cream? Boston cream? I mean, coconut cream, it's like banana. Okay, it's banana. Or, I mean, it's banana or coconut and banana cream pies. But what is Boston?
I think maybe they were first. I do. I think it's the same thing as what you're talking about. I just think when you order a Boston cream pie, it's a cream pie. I don't know what the Boston accent is. But what does it say?
Apparently, according to this, it was first served at the Parker House Hotel in Boston, Massachusetts in 1856.
So it's more of a branding thing.
Maybe. It looks like there's two types of fondant icing, a rum-infused filling. Right. Maybe that makes it Boston, the rum, and garnished with sliced almonds.
Right. Oh.
So you might have. I guess almonds are.
I mean, whose mom ever said, "Hi, Johnny, I made you a nice Boston cream pie today"? No one said. No one ever.
Your mom never did that.
Even your mom, who's like, you spoiled your sons more than anybody's ever spoiled their sons.
But we had cream pie. But you're right. She didn't call it Boston.
No.
Right. Well, maybe she wasn't putting rum in though. Would your mom put rum in?
You know what?
I guarantee
maybe she did.
I guarantee you she didn't.
In hers,
her way of making pies for like 19 kids.
Yeah. Good morning,
it was
mom,
like,
by the way.
Right. Puts a little vodka in this one.
She's listening. So, I don't think she put rum in.
Okay. TV talk show host. Who's your favorite all-time TV talk show host?
You know, we kind of grew up with, we talked about Phil Donahue when he died.
Yeah.
But he was on a lot when we were younger. And
he was like the quintessential.
And that's he was probably the only talk the show host one. At that time. But
he was pretty fair, right?
I think so.
Pretty much down the middle, right?
He also adjusted his glasses, though. Remember, he didn't ask a question of adjusting his glasses.
I think
he was married to Marlo Thomas.
I was going
to
say, he punched up a little bit with that, right?
I used to love that girl. I've got that on
That was a big deal.
They got, like, Me TV with all these old TV shows, and my girl is on there. Donald, I've got an audition. Yeah.
Talk about shows with absolutely no interesting plot, though. I mean, it was always the same thing.
Okay, but let's go back. Who of us didn't want to live in New York City in a walk-up apartment? Like, five stories up, that was always the kind of thing. And you got this, you know, New York City chick and whatever, whatever. And you're an aspiring, you know what you are? You know what you are? You're a paralegal.
I wanted to do the, and I did for a while. I lived in an old Victorian, like, almost mansion. And I had
Where?
Just one little in Fond du Lac.
Oh.
One of the top people who started the city, Henry Boyle, built
the
Scooch
House.
Okay,
I'm going to tell you something. When I've gone to Fond du Lac for the amputee patriotic softball thing, and we stay at that hotel I can't remember, it's really cool downtown.
Downtown, yeah, the Retloff.
So, the Retloff.
Yep.
And you're driving through those neighborhoods.
Yeah.
Beautiful old houses. Wow, just gorgeous.
But we passed a policy not to convert those into three, four. I bet you're 4 bedrooms in there, right?
I think there were 7 or 8. plus a whole top floor because there's a ballroom and all that.
But then you get 7 different tenants living there, right? Yeah. I mean, you could rent it out. They put in the kitchen, they put in the bathroom, and that.
But it was a great old house.
Oh, yeah, they're beautiful homes, but, you know, to bring those back is.
Well, that's when we tried doing that thing with real estate a couple of years ago,
right?
Live here, love here, or live it, love it, or whatever, whatever. And we'd knock on the doors of these beautiful places on Ashland Avenue and all these streets, within 500 yards of where we're sitting is like everything. And we'd knock the door, and people had no idea. They're renting, and they had no idea who their landlords were.
Right.
Zero. And we offered to buy the houses from them to restore them. And, I don't know, we just send our checks to a mailbox office in Chicago.
It has a little bit to do with this. Kind of a sad story. I was working yesterday at the homeless shelter, and this guy comes in and asked him kind of what happened. And, you know, he was kind of some financial issues, but his home got bought by one of these groups.
Yeah.
And they took his rent.
Oh, yeah.
From, what did he say? 900 to like 1900.
Oh, yeah.
And he was, he was a worker,
they can get it.
Food service, and that's what they said to him. And he's like, look, I haven't missed a payment in like 8 years.
Yep.
And he's at our place. I mean, he had some other things, but I'm just saying, he had no rights. Just
absentee landlords.
Well, I think the way it was is that this guy had a lease, but that the lease wasn't assumed,
right?
By this group that came in from out of state, by the way. And just booted him out of his house.
It's terrible. That's why downtowns have declined the way they have, because there aren't more strict like requirements for ownership. It's like you got to. I would say if I was mayor or governor or whatever, I'd say, you know what? You can't live more than 100 miles away. I would make it almost the way it is for the Airbnbs now, where you have to be within a certain distance or a certain number of miles or certain whatever. To rent those out, I would do the same thing, and I bet downtowns, the blight of downtowns would disappear.
I don't know about that. I mean, I think we have some. Well, first of all, you can't really tell people where they're going to live, but the Airbnb.
But to own something like that and that you rent out, Airbnbs have that.
Well, it's not the owner.
Ashwaubenon does.
It's not the owner, though, right? They just contract with a local service.
But somebody.
I think the better policy would be to. You know, take a district and make it like this PUD, you know, like a planned unit development, or just buy all the land like up in Nugani and write your own covenants to that land and say, look, to buy here, you have to live here.
Right.
We are not a rental. But government can't do that.
No, I understand that. But something needs to be done, because these poor people that we knock on their doors, they had zero idea who owned their place.
You want to see flight. Wait till your neighborhood starts going rental.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Like, I'm not raising my kids in this neighborhood, and
really, beautiful houses. You know that. You know what St. Patrick's Church is?
Well,
of course you do. Some of those houses, like within that neighborhood, are some of the most gorgeous built houses you'll ever see in your life.
Mind you, when those were built, there was no ledge view.
Right.
I mean, there was no suburbs. There were no, like, I don't know, Fond du Lac, but everybody had, you had the Retloff, you know, we've got the Northland, you know, Appleton's got some great historic buildings downtown that the mayor's working to preserve. But that was it. So the rich people lived, well, more up on a hill or over by, like
you said.
Well,
because transportation was all that. Whatever.
And then people who work, but yeah, it's that's easier said than done to protect downtown.
Oh, yeah. Yes,
because the money leaves.
But I will say that area where I walk sometimes, when I walk down, the Fox River Trail.
Yeah.
Then I'll cut up over Riverside, whatever, and cut through those neighborhoods.
Eliza, yeah, those houses
gorgeous
are
gorgeous houses.
Yeah, and those are unbelievable. I will tell you that. I don't know. I used to live on Roosevelt, but probably 90% of those are owner-occupied.
Right.
Probably even higher than that. I don't know what it is now, but, you know, and we loved it because we knew our neighbors, we knew their kids, where they went to school, and now with renters, it's just, it's not the same. And
no.
People can say that renters, and I don't want to stereotype renters, but there's just something missing with a renter. I know you're a renter. Oh, no, you're not. You own your home.
Yeah.
But sometimes it just, in terms of, I don't know, the neighborhood watch and all that, it just...
I'm an owner that doesn't care about my neighbors. Like, if they don't talk to me, even better. When they wave from across the street, I look away. Oh, there's a bird, you know?
What do you do about your neighbor's dogs? I can't. You know what I would do if I were you? Do you want me to know that you pay a way of doing things?
Be nice.
Well, I'm going to be nice. I'm not going to say the real way that they would handle this in the UP. I'd put a sprinkler on your border. And have it so, and it goes on their lawn, and that would scare their dog away. And then they'd come, hey, your water's on my lawn. Well, your dog's barking at my lawn. Bleep you.
What I do is I go outside, and my dog just...
When you go on vacation, let me spend a week at your house. Yeah. Let me house it.
Fix that.
I'm serious. Let me house it.
Listen,
your neighbors would hate me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
They would. Probably. They would hate me.
And neighbors are good.
I'm never going to tell you the things I've done to neighbors' dogs because I would be run off this show. I'd be banned from the media. I'd be whatever.
Well, Jim and I make up for your your hatred of animals.
I don't hate animals. I love animals. I grew up with dogs all my life, but not annoying dogs. Somebody's dog annoys your living, pay all this money to live here, and somebody's neighbor's dog is intruding on your life, I take action.
I have had people come to see me that they sell their home because of their neighbor.
Absolutely.
This isn't just down here with these. Yeah. Again, I want to talk 10 years ago when houses have really escalated a lot in the last 5-6 years. But anyway, this is back to, you know, when houses were, you know, 100, 120,000. But on the west side, I'm telling you, $350,000 home. This guy, I said, I can't time. What are you doing, man? He goes, no, it's the neighbor.
Can't take the neighbor.
And the neighbor had a little bit of a right. I mean, barking dog, but you know, these weed blowers, things are kind of loud and
early in the morning, Saturday morning.
Right.
See, I don't have those problems, and it's because I don't really know.
I had a neighbor 6:45 one Saturday morning cutting his grass right outside my window in Manitowoc.
And I don't know what the ordinance is. That might be 7 o'clock.
I know what I created the ordinance that day.
I was going to say, what's the over under on how John
responded?
I responded.
Trust me.
Would you like to come over for coffee so we can talk about this?
Did I respond? Yeah.
But that's so important. And I tell you what, downtowns, you know, I live downtown, but the downtowns, a lot of it had to do with there goes the neighborhood. And that's too bad because it became rental.
You but one and then two.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
And then three. Yeah. And
when the city allowed you to cut up a big house into two or three or four apartments.
That's where it starts.
It's just not, you didn't have that historic family.
I'm just not sure that a family could have afforded that. And it actually kind of switched over during, you know, the Great Depression and stuff like that. That's when the house really got split up and they, you know, the family moved on and stuff. But
yeah, we had a
lot
of
that. What the hell
later.
Do you know about the Great Depression? How are you? You're like 23 years old and you're sitting here telling us about the Great Depression.
Wow.
Who do you think you are?
I wish I was 23.
Yeah.
I'd still be in bed after a night out.
Wow. That sounds like something my mom would say. Well, during the Depression, let me tell you something. We wore hand-me-downs. Wow. Don't you ever throw that at us again.
Weird Al's got a birthday today. He's 65.
Seems like he should be older. Doesn't it, though?
Is that Yankovich or what was his name?
Yeah. You got to play Dwight Yoakam.
Weird,
he died Dixie. All right. We got to send a break back to this.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. All Wisconsinites want our lawmakers to fight for a better future. But some elected officials are working to strip away our rights, like the right to make our own healthcare decisions or send our kids to well-funded schools. Wisconsin voters will be asked to change the state constitution on their November ballot. This anti-voter constitutional amendment could disenfranchise or create barriers for eligible voters. We're not going back. The League of Women Voters of Wisconsin is urging voters to vote no on the November 5th constitutional amendment.
Do you have a home you'd like to rent out but don't know where to start? Consider Simple Life Rentals, a property management company partnered with booking sites like Airbnb and Expedia, amplifying your home's exposure to the marketplace. Simple Life Rentals screens guests and creates an owner portal with analytics, rental agreements, and legal guidelines. We give you complete visibility into how your manager's doing, ensuring your property is well-maintained and maximizing your return on investment. Get peace of mind. Simple Life Rentals.
Host your private event at one of the most premier event spaces in downtown Green Bay. At Heights Pub and Parlor, we provide parties with an unforgettable experience by blending historic and modern elegance into one atmosphere. Enjoy our second-story parlor while you'll experience superb service from a personal bartender and handcrafted meals by our kitchen. Plus, you can enjoy the third-story loft to relax and enjoy close company. Schedule your private event today as 2024 events are filling out fast. Follow us on Facebook or head to heightsgb.com to find out how.
Lena Bloom for The Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash bail makes poverty a crime. That's why The Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
I sang Dixie as he died.
Love this song, Dwight Yoakam.
People just walked on by as I cried.
Welcome back, Mind of the Mariner, Wednesday morning. Lover's rebel pride. I sang Dixie. Dwight Yoakam, happy birthday. You know, I wonder if Dwight Yoakam ever sits back and watches an old movie and says, Sharon Stone? Yeah. Yeah. He was married to Sharon Stone. How do you get divorced from Sharon Stone? How is that humanly possible? I'm sorry. That'd be like a woman saying, I got married from John Mino. How could you possibly do that? Right, DC? Thank you, Todd. Todd, that was a very unenthusiastic.
Well, yeah. I mean.
Todd, that was the most unenthusiastic bell I've ever gotten.
Sorry.
And you know what? I just got a text. I was going to read you a text. It says, say hello to Studley Todd.
Ooh. Who said that?
I'm just saying. I can show it to you. Said, by the way, say hello to Studley Todd.
Was it Nikki?
Nope.
It's got to be the beard.
It is.
That's what I think too, Jay.
Yep.
Honestly.
Absolutely. DCJ, what's up?
Oh, good morning, everybody. It's great to be in town.
Well, you got up early in Door County, DC Farm for Veterans, events coming up, and I've had numerous people talk to me when Todd actually posts things about the show. Said, how do I get a hold of those people? I'd love to order food from them.
Yes, we have an awesome online store set up. This is our version of a CSA, community-supported agriculture. It's a $10 a month membership fee, but then that gets you access to our online store where you can place your order, and then when it's ready
fresh
to
grown.
Pick up, fresh grown. And we're actually able to run a little earlier in the season, a little later in the season as well. And we have more than just produce available. Right now we've got chickens available up there as well that we're grown and processed by us on the farm. And as of November 15th, we're actually having our very first butchering class at Otto's in Luxembourg. We actually got a group of veterans going in, and we're going to get an education on how to actually cut up a cow and package a cow and how the whole process goes.
No kidding. Yeah. That's awesome. Well, I mean, you're talking about some people want fresh food. It's impossible to be more fresh than what you do.
Do you need a license for that? But can you just, can anybody just go buy a cow and butcher it? Or do you, is there licensing like bartending or something for sanitation?
So more often than not, you're legally allowed to do under 999 animals by yourself.
But when that would
it
be
comes
plenty.
To a cow,
do you like hang them up?
There's actually a process. So
because I mean, I've got a deer. I've been with guys that have got a deer, and I told them when I was a little kid, when I was like seven, my job was with the rabbits. I'd nail their little paws up on the up on the wall in the basement.
We've got that class coming too. We just added on a couple of the breeding rabbits, so we'll have that class coming up on how to process rabbits. Probably come springtime, but the process for a cow, I actually have to have it delivered by the 28th. So the 28th, and that's actually when they knock it down and quarter it up. But then it actually
hangs. So it's coming really soon, 28th of October?
28th of October it goes in, but then it actually hangs for about 2 weeks. So you actually want to have your meat hang for a while. Yeah.
Why is that?
Because it's actually the enzymes and stuff within the meat, within the fibers of the meat, will actually start to break it down a little bit and makes it a little more tender.
Do you gut them first or just hang them?
Yeah. Okay. They're fully cleaned out. Yeah, they're fully cleaned. You just want that meat to hang at about 40, 50 degrees for a couple of days.
Really?
I think pork you want to hang for at least 3 days. And that's why if you get a deer come deer season and it's good and cold outside or about that 40-degree mark, that's perfect. Don't process it right away. Let it hang as long as you can, as long as the temperature's right.
Can I just
right.
say something? In the UP, you can't do that. The wolves would tear them apart.
Oh, yeah.
The wolves are terrible up there.
Yeah, I know. We used to, when I first started deer hunting, we hunted up in northern Marinette County.
Yeah,
and there
same
was
thing.
Deer all over the place.
Right, there's not anymore.
It's hard.
You know, the one thing, though, I remember when I grew up in the UP, I did not like venison.
Yeah.
I didn't like the taste of it. And then I moved to Wisconsin, and a guy had me over, hey, I'm going to have venison. I'm doing a big, and I'm saying, I don't like venison. Well, come on, he's from Marinette. And he was from, he's from Menominee.
Yeah.
And it's like, this tastes like veal. This is so good. He said the difference from them eating corn most of the year versus in the UP where they eat cedar bark and things like that makes such
animal.
A difference in the taste.
Oh, yeah. And that whole process goes to the quality of the food that we feed our animals and stuff like that. So when we're running sheep and we're running cattle, the ruminant animals are actually designed to be eating grasses, not necessarily corn. It's actually not good for their digestive system.
What, wow. How do you get the cow? Is it alive when you get it?
Yes. So this one was actually donated to us. One of my good friends that I used to go to school with that's I've been friends with for a lot of years.
Where'd you go to school?
O'Connell Falls.
Okay.
The big city. Oh, yes. Big rivalry.
Zero Falls.
O'Connell and O'Connell Falls. I think that rivalry
My good buddy was one of your teachers.
Who was that?
Al Peruco.
Really?
He's from Negaunee.
Oh, man.
He graduated with my sister. You know Al?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. It's a small world.
I used to come and speak at his business classes all the time. I knew nothing about business, nothing about speaking, but he would take me out afterwards into O'Connell Falls. We'd have a really good time.
Oh, the big city. The big city.
You know what I've always wanted to do there, though? And I know it's illegal now. I want to take my metal detector up there. And because metal detecting for, like, was it the copper things?
The
up
copper
there?
Fields, yeah.
It's
incredible. A lot of history in O'Connell for the copper. The Copper Culture Park is in O'Connell.
Yeah.
There's a lot of history there. There's a lot of history in all around Door County, all over Northeast Wisconsin.
But I think it's illegal now to metal detect up there.
Really?
Yeah. Because I'd love to do that.
Interesting.
But Jake, back to the cow. I just want to ask, when you get the cow, how much meat, like, how much does a cow weigh? Like, what, five, six?
Total animal weight can be anywhere from 1,000 to about 1,200 pounds, depending on how big you bring it in. But you usually, at post-process, you're anywhere between 400 and 500 pounds of meat.
Okay.
Yeah, depending on the size of the cow and how it's taken care of and stuff. But there's the bones and stuff like that. So once you eliminate all of that, you have about 400.
The edible part, huh?
This is the class you're teaching, and you've obviously been schooled at this.
I'm not. I'm going to learn myself.
Oh, you're going to learn.
Yeah. So we're set up at Ott's Meat Processors in Luxembourg. So bringing it into an actual professional butcher that does this for a living, and they're going to show us how to wield that knife in an efficient manner.
That's cool.
Have you been through a meat processing plant like AFG or
the plant
here in Green
itself?
Bay?
JBS.
No,
JBS.
I think that'd be a great opportunity, though.
You should see that.
I've heard people that work there. They're left. Like their knees.
Those knives are so sharp, unbelievably sharp, and it's unbelievably manual. You'd be surprised paper, everything's been automated. That really hasn't, but an interesting process and how quickly it happens. Of course,
I might have to give them a call, see if we can't take a tour.
They'll be doing one when you get there because I think they do 1,000 a day.
Really?
My man, Jake, DC Farm for Veterans. This is interesting. This is cool. I never know which part of a cow you're supposed to order, like at a steak place, so we'll talk about that too, okay?
Perfect.
Quick break. Back after this.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Did you know that Wisconsin leads the nation in cranberry production? I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report along with you on a Wednesday. And up next, we're going to visit with a cranberry grower who's been developing new varieties of these bright red berries for over 20 years. Stay tuned.
There I was, driving along, when I saw the corn laying down in the field, goosenecked again. Even though I tried everything, new traits, existing soil insecticides, every corn grower knows the hassle of gooseneck corn. But now there's Narisma Insecticide from BASF, a better, stronger in-furrow insecticide that controls corn rootworm and below-ground pests. Stand up for your corn with Narisma Insecticide. Ask your authorized BASF retailer about Narisma and always read and follow label directions.
Lisa Potter joins us from Cutler Cranberry out of Juneau County. She says many people don't know that there are many varieties of cranberries, much like how there are so many different kinds of apples. She says Cutler Cranberry has been doing research trials to develop new varieties.
We've worked for a number of years, actually quite a few years, 20 years or more, with Rutgers University in New Jersey. We've also done a little bit of work with the UW in Madison, but we've helped to develop new varieties of cranberries for our market and for our industry. These varieties are, some of them are better for fresh fruit. Some of them are just higher producers, better yield. They can breed for a lot of different things when they do those crosses. So we've been helpful in the field trials for a lot of those and helping develop varieties that are now very available to most growers.
Lisa Potter of Cutler Cranberry in Juneau County. The cranberry harvest is underway right now in Wisconsin. You can learn more by visiting the Wisconsin State Cranberry Growers Association online. We'll take a look at more agribusiness news next.
Microbials play a critical role in the health and vitality of livestock. I'm Dr. Bill Zimmer, veterinarian and founder of BioVet, your leading source for high-quality microbial and nutritional products that support growth, health, and production in livestock. Listen to our Microbials Matter podcast at bio-vet.com as experts discuss health, digestion, and support for livestock. Visit bio-vet.com and click on podcast.
Innovation. That's BioVet.
Wisconsin's soybean harvest is more than 90% done, and farmers are a whole month ahead of schedule. The corn for grain harvest follows at nearly halfway done and is 2 weeks ahead of the normal time frame. Farmers had almost a full 7 days perfect for getting field work done last week. The National Agricultural Statistics Service says warmer than normal temperatures are assisting in corn drying, and harvest is about finished for corn silage, potatoes, and vegetables. You can find the full crop progress report at MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm Stephanie Hoff.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to around 55 for a high this afternoon. So quite a bit cooler today. Tonight will be clear and cold with a low of 32. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 62 with a chance of showers tomorrow night. After that, we're headed into a sunny, pleasant, fall-like weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
Clean, safe water is critical for our families, farms, and future. Jane Benson chooses our health over big business profits. Vote Benson for State Assembly District 4.
I'm Jane Benson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Friends of Jane Benson.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba.
Carl Sarecki from Door County Trolley. Have you ever lost anybody on one of the tours?
The question really isn't did you lose people or did you gain them? True story, one of our drivers.
So he gets home, picked up a spirit along the tour.
Yeah, he's in bed, and then all of a sudden the treadmill starts up on him.
See, if I were a ghost, I think I would just get liposuction. I don't think I would mess around with cardio.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Mino and the Mayor in the morning and the talk of Green Bay all day long. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. Welcome back to Mino and the Mayor. Join the conversation now by calling 920-264-0606. 920-264-0606. Now, once again, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3 FM, WSS, and of course, Civic Media app worldwide. 58 degrees in Green Bay, 55 in Appleton, 57 in Oshkosh. Got a text here if you have an obnoxious name. I think this needs to Todd, read this as like when you do your commercials, your spots.
If you have an obnoxious neighbor dog, the money Let me start over again, Todd. If you have an obnoxious neighbor...
Let's start again, Todd.
If you have an obnoxious neighbor dog and the money, maybe you can hire the Mino team. And then supposed to go
cue into, music.
Yeah, cue music. And then the opening scene is Mino trying to get out of the back of the car while the door's locked.
Well, yeah, I mean, things happen.
he's stuck over the seat.
I still think the dumbest thing I've ever done in my entire lifetime, and I've done a lot of dumb things, is climbing through the back hatch of my car and getting stuck up on top of the headrest, struggling to reach the lock to unlock it when I forgot that my window on my passenger side was locked open.
Oh. Oops.
Yep.
That happens.
But at least you can admit it. You can actually put yourself out there and say, I'm John Mino. I did this.
This happened to me. Yeah. Yes. Jake Vandenplas, D.C., Door County Farm for Veterans. You guys do such great things. We're talking during the break here, which is great stuff. But if you hung a cow up and you said, hey, listen, you can have the greatest choice of meat you want, like when you go to a restaurant, I would have zero idea what's what.
Exactly.
I don't know the pieces of cow, but you guys are doing that for people with an upcoming event, correct?
We're going to teach it. Yep, November 15th. And I'm still waiting to hear back on how many people we can actually bring in, because I think right now we're at about 9 veterans that have already pre-enlisted to come and take the class. But we're pretty excited about it.
In civilian terms, it's called pre-register.
Sorry about that.
You're still an Army guy.
It happens. once you're there, it's hard to step back.
Yep.
I do know some of the pieces. I'll take the tenderloin.
Is it okay?
That's what we had at that party, and I mean that because it's not.
It's the fatty. It's like if you had a human body, it'd be like what has the least muscle, right?
The tenderloin is actually kind of in the groin area, right between the back legs.
I got a lot of muscle there. I got to be honest with you. You wouldn't want this groin.
Not that muscle. Todd,
write that down. You won't want this right. A lot of muscle.
Jake, I think you're going to learn a lot there, but if you take that tour, and I don't think AFG gives tours. I'm not public tours. You know, a lot of businesses do that, but I think maybe call over there and tell them who you are and what you're doing. But it is amazing what they use in a cow. And as when I took the tour with the owner of the place, the guy's like, I mean, they sell the can I say penis on the air? They sell that. Okay.
You just did. I think that may be the first time on this show it's ever been said.
Okay, but all right. it's every part of the
can't just throw that out there and drop that. What do they do with it?
I think they use it for dog treats. Right?
I gotta know.
Dog treats.
Really?
Or
they're called bully sticks.
Or
shut up. Are you serious?
Yes, they do. Todd,
what do you think goes into the hot dogs?
No, It's not that.
Everything but the squeal.
I think that's what Carl...
Are you serious?
Carl said at the end of the tour, I said, this is unbelievable. I mean, the hoofs, everything, right? The eyes. Yeah. And he says, we sell everything but the moo. And he was serious. There's 1,000 people who work there, and it is unbelievable. That thing walks up that thing and poof, gets hit in the head, and they slit the throat because of the...
it's got to be bled out. Yeah.
Right. And it gets hung up right there. And it goes through, and it's just a bunch of people there, and it's packaged.
What do they do with the Johnson?
At the package,
I gotta know, because I will never eat beef jerky again.
It's a delicacy somewhere else.
I know they make bully sticks. Okay. I know they do that.
Oh my God!
But I think
Rocky Mountain oysters.
Oh,
that's what I'm saying. I think it goes somewhere else.
Yep.
Really? I'm not sure. Wait, we looked that up. But
farmers out there, let us know what you do with the Johnson.
Even when it comes to like chickens, when we process the chickens, right. You know, the hearts are awesome, the liver's awesome,
exactly.
The gizzards are great.
Yeah.
And then even when you go through and you make the soup, okay, the bones afterwards, you reboil the bones and you make bone broth out of it. That's an awesome medicine. So there's when we teach this stuff, we teach that. There's more than just what the traditional stuff. So you cook chicken, you eat the chicken,
right.
You throw the bones away. But there's more that you can do with that. So even when it comes to like the chicken feet are a delicacy when the monk community. Those are awesome treats.
I think, did you find
I
that?
I looked it up. The only thing I do see on here is the bully sticks.
Okay.
But I just want HR, because I had to look up something. You know, they know what we search for in these buildings and stuff. I just want to make sure.
Yeah. Todd searches penises. Right. They don't want to flag Todd.
This is for the show.
Someone says locked out. This is Jim from HR in Madison.
Hey.
We
pulled your activity.
Yeah. We're just doing a random
We got some questions here for you.
Okay. I can't believe this would actually be a segment on your show.
Oh, it was.
Why? Well, we don't believe that, Todd. Would you come to Madison and talk to me with our group?
What are you doing on the website?
Yeah.
What are you doing on the computer at midnight? That's not show prep time.
Todd, the dark web just kind of spit this out on us. Yeah.
You know, this learning of what is used, I was just amazed by that. I thought, well, we use this and that. But I think some of it, Todd, if we look into that, I think some of it was exported.
I'm sure there's a lot of it that gets exported.
Then that's what it was. It was
my
really
dad
Americans.
Told me that when he was a kid, they'd have a goat or a sheep. I cannot tell the difference between a goat and a sheep. I don't know the difference. They're the same type of animal with the curly hair.
They're close. They're
so
close.
Anyway, but he said when they would slaughter one.
Doesn't one have horns and one doesn't?
They all have horns.
No.
There's so much, you know, testosterone way. But he would hold it. He would hold the head like a wrestling headlock.
Yeah.
And then they would cut the jugular.
Yep.
And that would squirt into a bowl, and he would mix it. One of his jobs was like mixing it. They'd make like cheese.
Blood soup.
Yeah, or so. Yeah.
Yep.
Is that legit?
That's a legit.
Oh, wow. Blood, that's chinine, right? You do that with chickens too, right? You'd use that duck blood. Duck, I should say. That's duck blood soup.
Duck blood soup
that's
is
super,
a thing.
That's super popular. You can order that
really?
In restaurants.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my
Everything
God.
Is usable.
It is.
And this is the stuff that, you know, we don't traditionally see in the grocery stores and stuff like that. But this is actually a food that is actually very nutritious for you. And this is the stuff that we serve to teach. And the stuff off the wall.
And then besides teaching it, butchering it, and teaching it, but do you recipe? Do you talk about cooking? Because, like, tongue is, like, one
I
of
would
my
never eat
favorites.
I would never. I was at the delicatessen below David Letterman's studio when he'd always go in and talk to that guy.
And
their feature that day was a tongue sandwich, and I refused to even. He's like, oh, I'll give you one for free. No, I don't even want to try. I can't even.
It's all in the seasoning.
Eating a tongue.
That deli. Yeah,
the Hello Deli? That's what
it was.
Okay,
that's what it was.
Yeah.
Jake, there was a guy on the west side of Green Bay on like Chickadee. I mean, a really nice neighborhood who would have tongue parties.
Oh,
and that sounds
awesome.
Like
something else. No, I'm not going to look
that
up either.
Look that one up.
HR's going to be back involved again.
They were. Yeah, get Todd
Make
double
HR's
trouble.
Day.
Yeah. Okay, you're looking up this. You're looking up tongue parties.
Tongue parties.
He would.
And
he would,
penises.
He would cook.
Good luck, Todd.
And cream sauce, just different things. And it was really, really good.
And it's all had, in really how
that's,
you cook
him
it.
And his wife were kind of into this. It was just a cool party that we would go to. Yeah. Anyway, yes.
What does it taste like? I mean.
Like gizzards, right? Wouldn't you say?
I would say, it'd be close to that. It's a different
texture. It's a texture.
It's just a little different texture. But, you know, anything in a crock pot and you shred it up, that texture will go away. And it tastes pretty solid. It really does.
Oh, we didn't shred it. We just sliced it.
That almost makes me want to throw up right now. I'm not even kidding about that. I'm dead serious.
That's
I'm
awesome.
I'm like sick to my stomach.
That's awesome when it's on the plate and it still looks like a tongue.
Well, it still looks like a tongue.
And then we
it's
slice
a little
it.
Sketchy. Yeah.
No. We did. No.
Really? Pull it right out.
Right out. Just like with the, hang underneath. Yeah. but that's going to be, you're not going to get this done in a day. I mean, you can't teach someone to butcher a cow
and
how to cook different recipes. So this must go on for a series,
so what
right?
We do with our, so every week when it comes to our members and stuff like that, I put together a little email and just, hey, you know, the website's been updated and this is what we had with my family last week. And here's some recipes. So obviously it's fall time and, soup season, so I put together a recipe for chicken soup, And then even when you're done making the chicken soup, you could take those bones and you make a solid chicken stock.
Reintroduce yourself, what you do.
Well, my name is Jake Vanaplas. I am the president and CEO of Door County Farm for Veterans, where we serve to teach veterans, police, firefighters, and EMS how to actually grow food, store food, cook food. We believe that
your butcher food,
how to process, how to package, beehives as well. So we teach honey and mushrooms, a whole holistic living. We believe that your health, even your mental health, actually starts with the food that you consume. So we don't want to just give food and, you know, give a man a fish. We want to be able to teach a man a fish so we can teach that skill set and they can take that on for a lifetime.
It's awesome.
And I think that's pretty cool that you do this as a group, you know, the camaraderie that you guys share with each other.
And that's one of the big things that we're growing on. So in 2025, we're actually starting off something called our Victory Garden Program. And we were looking for a couple of veterans that want to actually have a garden set up in their backyard. And there's actually a lot of history to the Victory Garden. So back in, it actually stems all the way back to World War I. When all the men and stuff were deployed, there wasn't enough people back in America to actually grow food for everybody. So the government put together a pamphlet and actually guided people how to actually grow a garden in their backyard.
And that actually, I just don't want to jump in here, but that actually led to deferments for essential farm workers during World War II, like very able-bodied guys were given a deferment because they needed people to work on the farms.
People needed to work, still grow food for the rest of the country. And it did that outlines out all your succession planting, but a garden that's about 25 by 50 feet is enough space to grow about 3/4 of the food a family of five needs for an entire year. So we're going to show up. We're going to break ground for you. We're going to walk you through how to get it set up. We're going to get you the tiller, all the tools that are needed. The tarps, the seeds, the pressure can or the mason jars, the whole nine yards.
That's
so
awesome.
We can get you set up properly. The irrigation system, the fertilizer tank, the fertilizer, because we also understand that everyone's busy. So we're going to teach you the actual cultivating techniques, which is when you understand how weeds grow and how to cultivate a spot that's 25 by 50. Or
that's a good size spot, 25 by 50.
It is. It is.
And if I'm terrible at math, but how many square feet is that, Todd?
I don't know.
Okay. 1,000.
1,000?
I'm impressed.
I mean, that's a lot of square feet.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you can grow a lot of crops on that.
And you can plant in succession. So you got a lot of crops like your radishes, that's 30 days to harvest. Well, once you pull them out of the ground, you got space to plant something else in that same spot.
It's 1,215.
1,215.
We've got a thing here. The Oneida and Menominee tribes have hosted traditional harvest events for buffalo and deer recently. Ooh. It's been open to the public. That's cool.
I'm going to need to get in contact with those folks.
Absolutely. They've got great veteran organizations there, too.
Awesome.
So, like, when you hang a cow up, we're talking about this during the break, I would have no idea looking at that would be, like, the most expensive steak or whatever. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Versus the cheapest.
Well, I believe.
Would you know? Do you know?
Yeah.
Look at them?
And I just want to say about hanging up that cow, it's the Achilles heel. It's amazing where you put that hook through.
Yeah.
Yep. But it's amazing that that... it's not joint because it's not through the bone. That tendon.
That tendon is
that
strong.
Is that strong to hold? That's just unbelievable. These guys just, those things just hang there. I don't know. I've never been through a
there's a lot of weight hanging on that tendon. And just think like when Aaron Rodgers snapped that.
I know a guy who was, he was the Dakota. I know a guy from the Dakota tribe, Native American. And I was doing a thing with him one time at a boxing event. And I saw these big scars. And because he did that, that was part of their tribal thing. They would hang them by hooks for their ceremony.
That sounds painful.
Yeah.
And then you sell the hide, or you use the hide, or what do you do with?
I'm not sure what we're going to do with the hide yet.
Okay.
The butcher typically takes care of the hide.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. I'm sure that's an option.
You're going to learn a lot doing
this. We're going to learn a tremendous amount.
This is cool.
And my only, caution would be you got a lot to learn.
And I'm sure there'll be some more. And we also, when it comes to the hides, when we do the sheep, the sheep hides and stuff are available.
Right.
So we have those. I don't know if there's a big market for cow hides or not. Maybe there is.
You can take it over to Sandmax.
They'll take it.
Don't people make rugs out of them sometimes?
Yeah. You can make rubs out of them. I mean, there's a lot of stuff made out of leather. I mean, your boots are made out of leather. The gloves. I mean, I'm sure there's a big market for it. But typically when it comes to taking your cow into a local butcher, that's just something that's they take care of.
Okay, we're going to send it to a quick break. I got a thing here. Jake also has details on the salute
to service.
To service.
We'll get on that.
We're going to talk about that as soon as we come back.
Excellent.
Did you bring us anything to eat? I mean, just kind of like something you grew? Nothing? Zero, huh? Not a little care package? Nothing, huh?
When it snows, finally, I'll bring in some carrots.
Yeah, that's great, Jake. All right. Back after this.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on air.
Get your tickets today for Blues, Brews, and Barbecues on November 2nd at the Community Rec Center in Marinette, Wisconsin. Six award-winning barbecue pitmasters go head-to-head while your taste buds get punched in the mouth with lip-smacking barbecue. You'll listen to Blues Hall of Fame legend Joe Moss. Following Joe, Blues icon Taranzo Cannon hits the stage playing tunes from his number one album, Shut Up and Play. VIP tickets are only $27.50 and include barbecue samples from all six competitors, a full beverage of your choice, VIP pit passport, and both concerts. General admission tickets are just $17.50. Learn more at fishonmarinette.com and click on the pig. That's fishonmarinette.com. Sponsored by Fincantieri Marinette Marine, The Motor Company, Anderson's Culligan, and Farmers Merchants Bank and Trust. Blues, Brews, Barbecues. Come get some.
Supported by Travel Wisconsin.
Crystal clear water may be toxic. We can't tell if we don't test. $125 million of testing money is stuck in Madison, while polluting businesses sway Republican politicians to choose big business profits over the health of our people. Again, vote Jane Benson for State Assembly District 4 because safe water can't wait.
I'm Jane Benson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Friends of Jane Benson.
The kick is up and wide left.
Why don't they customize the goalposts? Make them wider.
Gina Della from Pella, how'd you get into the booth?
And why just yellow? Add some green stripes.
Sure, Gina. Should they also remove the G at midfield and paint a Pella crest?
Okay, Wayne, you can't customize a football game to go the way you want, but Pella can customize your home the way you want.
Right now, get 0% interest for 60 months.
Visit PellaWI.com.
Hold your appointment on or before November 8th. Certain restrictions apply.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Dwight Yoakam, he's awesome.
I love this song. This love is my favorite.
Love it, love it, love it, love Dwight Yoakam. Do you remember him in the movie? What was the movie? Sling Blade.
He was in a couple of movies.
He was the bad guy in Sling Blade. Remember? French fried potatoes.
Wasn't he the bad guy in, was it Red Dragon too?
He's been a bad guy in some movies.
Yeah, he's a good bad guy.
He's a really good bad guy. But you remember Sling Blade? You got to remember Sling Blade.
I remember the movie, but I don't remember. Looks like he was also in Cry Macho, Logan Lucky.
He was in a World War II movie, too, about the Battle of the Bulge.
Okay.
Saints and Sinners or something like that. He's great. But to be married to Sharon Stone. Oh, it's like, come on. I'd put up with that, wouldn't you?
I
mean, come on.
I think she's the one that didn't put up with him.
Well, whatever. So anyway, she texted me years ago. I don't even get into that. But anyway, Jake is there. Jake Vandenplas, DC Farm for Veterans. You guys do such wonderful things. But I want to talk again, because I've had people mention this to me, about the once-a-month delivery service.
Yes, yes.
Fresh food. I mean, this is, if you've been listening, folks, you will not find fresher meat or produce more than DC Veterans.
Yeah, we've got a pretty solid CSA program set up, and it's all set up through our website. We are going to have drop-off locations here in the Green Bay area that service our Green Bay customers. We also got a bunch up in Door County, too. But we are going to limit that to about 20 members.
Okay.
Because we wanted this to be...
quality, huh?
Well, quality, and we also want this to be a special relationship.
Yeah.
Okay, we want to be able to work with you. We're going to be sitting down with our actual members this January with the seed catalogs, and you're going to actually get to pick what we're going to grow.
Oh, cool.
So you actually get like a custom farmer.
That's nice.
So Jake, as long as it's within season, we're going to get her growing.
Because your suggestions would be great, but there's nothing like fresh anything, right?
And especially if it's the stuff that you want. One of the big things that we run into is we grow a lot of stuff that never sells or people that don't want.
Well, at least it's going to the pantry.
Yeah, we get into food pantry and stuff like that, but with the cost to grow and stuff right now, the best way that we can save is to be very detailed with what we're growing.
That's
awesome. Which is why we want the dedicated customers.
Hey, let's talk about your salute to service party that's coming up. That is, You want? I know it's coming up on the 27th. I know it's at the Stadium View, but why don't you tell us a little bit more about it?
This is all being set up through a tremendous organization called House of Honors, and set up by Kathy, and she is
a great friend of mine, Kathy Kolbeck.
She is absolutely
amazing.
She's
awesome.
She's great. So she's putting this all on together, and we're one of the recipients here. So stop in, check us out, enjoy us for the Packer game and the raffle and all the good stuff that we got going on.
That has become hugely popular, hasn't it?
The raffles?
The event.
Oh, yeah.
The Salute to Service event.
Oh, yeah. It's been pretty huge. This is going to be my first one. I'm very excited, and I'm honored to be a part of it. I really am. We're going to have a booth set up there so you can come and learn more about the farm and what we all do. We'll have flyers there. We'll also have some sign-ups for the Victory Gardens because we're really excited about that.
Where and when again?
It's October 27th, so that's coming up. 11
it's
to 4.
Sunday. Yep.
This Sunday. Right. Okay. Just during the game, 11 to 4 at the Stadium View. And that's a good, it's $10 for non-military, but all veterans, you know, two drink tickets, and you talked about some of the stuff they're having. They have pizza. I mean, that's going to be a fun tailgate party.
The game will be on, I'm sure.
I can't, again, something I've learned about, you know, through veterans is how important the camaraderie is. So if nothing else, you can come to this, but, you know, there's some great prizes you have. I really like, you know, that I've always put my raffle tickets in for the cornhole boards with the eagle on, but I've never won it. So someday I will.
So if you can fix the situation for
it. Yeah, work on that. Yeah,
in the old days.
Work on that, Jake.
But
you know, don't you know who he is?
But you got coolers of steaks. I don't know if those are your steaks, but that's cool. There's just a lot of nice things. And like I said, you got fishing trips and that handcrafted American flag, which we have right here. Yeah. There's just a lot of cool stuff you have there.
Yeah, so Kathy did a great job putting this all together with all the prizes. She is really remarkable.
She's remarkable.
She sent something over on sponsorship. I don't know if that's still available, but I mean, if people do want to be a sponsor, you just, you know, we'll just go to their website, you know, houseofhonor.com, and there's different level sponsorships, right? Platinum, gold, silver, bronze, and different prices from $100 to $2,500 includes different things and, you know, 3-minute presentation. There's just a lot of stuff here. I don't have time to go through all that, but it includes your reservation. So we really got to get behind this thing. I know it's very successful, but it can always be more successful, right?
It's about, even if you take it from the point of just rebuilding the community. I know the success is when we get the communities and stuff back together. It's not always about the top dollars that are being generated and stuff, but it's about getting the community back together. And having other organizations that are reaching out to us and helping us be a part of their organizations and helping fundraise for us like this lets me know that we're on the right path and we're doing some good stuff. So
can I just say one thing, Jake? And we've talked during the break. I've lost 6 people I know to suicide. Yeah. They're veterans. Okay, yeah. And you've lost.
I can't even tell you a lot.
These are great events, but the biggest impact is like below the surface.
Yeah,
and correct me if I'm wrong, it's getting somebody out there that might be in a tough situation and doesn't talk about it, won't go for help, but come to an event like this and meet somebody like you and talk off to the side or whatever. I have found that is one of the biggest, most important aspects of helping veterans that are in a tough place.
Events. All of these events do have, you're giving me goosebumps, almost every event that I've ever been a part of, there's always been at least one veteran that I've run across that is, hey, I'm struggling with this, or hey, can you help me with this? And it's something completely off the wall, even if it's guidance on how to work through the VA.
Yep.
Okay. There's a lot of that stuff that we miss. And we took a vow to never leave a man behind while we're overseas. And I refuse to do that when we're back home as well. And we need to be able to make those connections. So even if you know a veteran that is struggling, give them a call. Bring them to the event. Okay. Cover their cover charge. If there's a cover charge, just get them around other veterans. We speak a different language.
We will pay cover charge for any veteran that wants to come to your event. I will say that right now.
Thank you.
It's free. It's very exciting for veterans.
But whatever we can do, buying raffle tickets, we'll do whatever. But you might be saving a human life on that day.
Come and talk to your brothers and sisters.
Jake Vandenplas, Door County Farm for Veterans. What a great thing you're doing, buddy.
Thank you.
Keep it rolling, okay?
We're
behind you 100%. Absolutely. When we come back, Jesse Lynn, Green Bay Press Gazette community reporter, will be joining us back after this.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Maggie Dawn.
Next, I'll be joined by Minnie Timuraju, president of the Reproductive Freedom for All organization. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Either Donald Trump or Kamala Harris is going to win this race. Don't be the person saying, I agree with Kamala Harris on 80%, but I was really ticked off about X. And I wanted to send her a message, so I didn't vote or I voted for someone else. And then you get Trump, and people are going to say, you can't have a national abortion ban. They have to listen to us. We're the people. It'll be too late. Your vote is powerful. Do not waste it.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.